How do you find mentors if your identity doesn't align with the majority of leading people in your field? From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports on an LGBTQ mentorship program for medical students at the University of Pennsylvania.
When Professor Judd Flesch was in med school a decade ago, he decided not to come out to his professors. He even lifted mention of membership in LGBTQ campus groups on his resume. Fast forward to now, and he's an openly gay mentor to an LGBTQ med student. Although the world has changed a lot in that last decade, Flesch says some professions are still catching up.
Medicine, I think, has been a little bit slower to respond. It's always been a bit of a conservative profession.
And some specialties are seen as less LGBTQ-friendly than others, he says. The mentorship program formally launched this academic year. It aims to make networking easier and make LGBTQ doctors more visible, says second-year student Sean Udell. He cold emailed Flesch before the program ever existed to ask if they could have a networking coffee.
It was awkward to start sending the initial email like, hey, I heard you were gay. There's no way to say that in a way that doesn't sound terribly awkward.
But the new program gives the process structure and makes it accessible, which is important because Udell says networking and getting good opportunities are just easier for those from what he calls dominant backgrounds. In other words, straight, white, and cis male.
They intrinsically have the ability to network and receive mentorship because the people in leadership that are visible are most often people who look like them and who have their background.
For the most part, Udell says he and his mentor talk about the realities of med school, but occasionally he does reach out to LGBTQ professors about unique instances of discrimination that other students don't experience. Flesch says that's just a reality and that he hears similar worries as an openly gay professor students talk to.
How am I going to be perceived as I move forward in my career? Am I going to be, you know, is medicine still a conservative profession? Are there specialties I shouldn't apply to? Can I go into orthopedics if I'm gay, you know, which is characteristically this very masculine profession?
Flesch says he sees his role as providing reassurance, but also smart guidance. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.